ketosis in, and we'll see obviously more of the Indian that we went into yesterday. What I wanted to bring out yesterday is here regarding the Gemara has a line of Redidi Sagiri, right, Benetira Barzuza, the Lashna Gemara in our Sugya, when the Gemara says that according to one Manda Amar, the Hakol of Rav Yossi, Chiyah Barab, that is, the Hakol of Yossi is Dmei Kanan Bezol. Rashi explains why Dmei Kanan, Lididi Sagiri Begeder Kanan. That's enough for me to have a wall which is not Avanim, which is Kanan. The Gemara goes on and says, according to Chiyah Barab, what's the Tanakama going to hold? The Gemara says, Agar Netira Ika Beinayi. That means that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that when the makif is makif, the fourth wall, then you pay Dmei Kanim koin to Pibara. Tanakama says not even that. You pay Netira ba'agar Netira. L'chora the pshat would be, as Rashi puts in earlier, on Dmei Kanim, with di sagli together Kanim, so now it would come down to one notch below that. L'di sagli, not together at all. L'di sagli ba'agar Netira. Now, that's the svara that appears in our Gemara, that one could say, the Nikav could say, I'm paying less because with Didi Sagiri, with something less than what was done, either less than Avanim, it could be Kanin, or less than that, it could be Agar Netira, therefore I don't have to pay even Kanin. That's our Gemara. And that gets mentioned in the Shaka V'Tara of our Gemara, which we all have comfortably in our heads already. Within the Sugya in Bava Kama, the Gemara presents what seems to be the same identical svara, but as we brought out yesterday, it may not be the same svara. What does the Gemara say in the context of the sugya in Bava Kama? The sugya in Bava Kama deals with the question of zeh neneh v'zeh lo chaser, chayev or patur. The Gemara brings our Mishnah to try to bring a raya on this question, which is what we brought right away on day one to show that the yesod of the chiyuv, of the nikif paying, when the makif finally goes on the fourth side and builds a wall, is the yesod of the tvi, of the claim of the makif on the nikif, is nene. That's where we began. That's the sugya Bava Kama. No two ways about it. So we put the tosis of Bava Kama kuf aleph. How can it work as nene? Either a klolim, but that's clear in the Gemara Bava Kama. So the shal is zen nene v'zel l'chaser. So first the Gemara wonders, l'chur this nene zen nene v'zel l'chaser. So how come he's paying for Nana when the fourth woe is made? The Gemara says, no, it's called chasa because there was an extra hekev as a result. You were the cause of me having to do more than I would have otherwise done. However you explain that, Rashi learns, because I already have the outer ones. Whatever it is, Rashi learns, it's the inner ones. Otherwise he could say, because you're in the middle, so it has to be more perimeter, because if you make the fence longer, that's why it's called chasa. That's part one of the Gemara. And then the Gemara turns in the other direction. Let's prove from Rabbi Yossi the opposite, that Zenen of Zel Chaser is Pater. Why? Because the Gemara in Bava Kama understood Rabbi Yossi a certain way, which doesn't necessarily dovetail with our Gemara, maybe with one shot in our Gemara, but not all, and maybe not with any. And that is the assumption that Rabbi Yossi's Shita is Amad Nikif Chayev, but Amad Makif Pater. Whether that was the Girsa or not, but either way, only Abad Nikif, because Goli Daita. But Abad Nakif is Pater, says the Gemara. So why is Abad Nakif Pater? After all, he's Nana. I gave you now a total security with fences all around. Why is the Nikif Pater? Must be Zen Nana Vizel Chaser is Pater. So the Gemara says, no, really, Zen Nana Vizel Chaser is also Chayef. But the reason why Rav Yossi says it's Pater, says the Gemara, because he'll say, the Nikif will say, that as far as I'm concerned, l'didi sagi li b'netira barzuza. It's enough to have a token shmira, meaning I don't need a fence at all. I don't need a real fence in the way that you have. Not avanim, not kanim, less than that. So you look at that Gemara, that line of Gemara, and at first glance you equate that Lana Gemara, that Taina, the Disagi, the Tir Bazuza, with the Svaras that get mentioned in our Gemara, with regard to Chiyah Barav, either saying that you don't pay for Rabbi Yossi, you don't pay Avanim, you pay Dmei Kanim, with the Disagi, the Kanim, as she says, or when the Gemara says after that that Rabbi Yossi holds that way, but the Tanakama holds even less than that. The Didi Sagi Liu say be what the Agar Natira. Sounds like it's the same. It's the same idea. What I want to show is that maybe not. Maybe it's not the same svara at all. And Lamasha, I'll try to prove it to you before I get to back to Rabbi Yonah, because Lamasha, Rav Huna, he didn't accept the svara of Chiya Barav, Bidas Rav Yossi, right? What does Rav Yossi hold? Migalim Loves Hakol. What did Rav Huna say? Hakol Afi Mashigad. Okay, what is a Tanak? What is Tanakamo? He might disagree. And he holds, says the Gemara, he holds only the Mekan. But Rav Yossi holds Migalim Sakol. You pay Avon. And now the Gemara Bava Kama comes in, steps in, and assumes Pshat Rav Yossi that only Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif. Now that Gemara is only according to Chiya Barav, that Gemara is just as well according to Rav Huna. What would you think? Not locking in the Gemara Bava Kama to go according to Chiya Barav, what Rav Huna, right? So it comes out that the Gemara Bava Kama is stating Pshat Rav Yossi that only Amad Nikif is Chayiv, Amad Makif is Pater. Even though Zenon and Zolchasser might very well be Chayiv, but the reason is because the Nikav is going to say, as far as I'm concerned, that the Sagli ben Atir Bazuzah. But wait a second, but Rabbi Yossi's Svara of Amad Nikif makes you pay the full amount, right? Dmei Yavanim, right? Kahomi v'mashagada. We don't accept the Svara that he'll say, well, it's enough to have less. And you tell me Amad Makiv is Pater because Udidi Sagiri Benatira Barzuza. So then why by Amad Makiv does he pay the full amount? I mean, if it's the same Svar as Agamara. So I'm just showing you, what does that indicate? It's not exactly the same thing. Even though it sounds a little bit similar, right? But again, if you're going to buy into that Svara, then wouldn't that also mean that Rabbi Yossi should also agree that by Amad Nikif, so you can say, well, no, Amad Nikif is better. Why? Because he showed that he's interested in whatever was before. Okay, you could say that. But maybe something else. And this is where I think I want to clarify. The Svara that we said from the Shita Mikubetzes, from the Russian Shita Mikubetzes, we have to say that, but I want to say something on top of that. What we're going to say now is not mutually exclusive to what we said first. What was the kasha that we had on Rashi? Rashi's girsa in the Gemara, the third explanation for the machlokes of Yossi and the Chachamim, according to Chiya Barav. What is the machlokes? Makif and Nikaf Ika Beinai. Which way does it go? Tanakama is Machayev, even Amad Makif, Chumra. Rabbi Yossi, only Amad Nikif. That's Rashi. The Gaonim had it the opposite. The Gaonim had it. Rabbi Yossi continues to be Machmir. He's Machmir even Amad Nakif. Tanakam is only Amad Nikif. But Rashi has it the other way. The Kasha that we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah addressing Rashi, which would be a reason why the Gaonim went the other way, is because Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me, is Machayiv only Amad Nikif. And yet, the Amad Nikif, what makes Amad Nikif more reason to be Chayiv? What's the Svara? The Gemara spells it out. What's the Svara? What's the Svara that Amad Nikif is more Chayiv than Amad? Goli Dait. He shows that he's interested. Goli Dait the Nichale. And yet, we're going within Chiya Barav. So Chiya Barav holds that what is the Hakol of Rabbi Yossi? Wherever he's Mechayiv, what is he Mechayiv? What level? To make Chayiv. But what did he do in that fourth rule? What did he make? Avonim. So why is he only paying to make kanan? He's goli daita de nichale in what? In avonim. So he should pay avonim. That was problem. Okay? That was a kash. So the sheet of Mikubetzes b'shem Tosef Rashi gives a teretz. And we're not ignoring that. We're going to say that. We're going to go one step beyond. He says, it's not true. Really, you can still hold on to the svar of Chiya Barav. What's the svar of Chiya Barav? That l'didi sag, Rashi says, l'didi sagi li b'kanim. That's enough for me to manage with kanim, even though there's avonim. But I made avonim. Doesn't that show not against the Sfarad Disagiri? So the answer is no, it doesn't. Because that which I'm made of Avanim on the fourth wall is only not in a vacuum. I did it because I saw three walls of Avanim. So, okay, now I match the three with the fourth one of Avanim. But really, as far as I'm concerned, Kanim is sufficient. That Svara is good. But now let's go one step further. What exactly is the Svara that, quote unquote, the Disagili Be'kanim, that Rashi explains with Chiyah Barav? Rashi puts those words into the Gemara. The Me'kanim, why? Because the Disagili Be'kanim. What does that mean? And here we're going to see something that maybe Tosis doesn't learn this way. But I'm going to say now, and the Ramban for sure doesn't. But we're going to go again with what we said for Rashi, and then we'll see the contrast with Tosis, with Ramban. What is the Svara that Rashi is giving us with Chiyah Barav? Excuse me, that it's hot. Chiyah Barav, v'didisagili, v'gedekan. What does that mean? So we suggested the pshat is that the machayev here is nana. That's why I have to pay. You provided me hana, and I have to pay for it. But what is the hana? What's the price tag? What's the hana that I got from what you did for me? So you provided me with security of four stone walls, right? That's if the makif did everything, right? But what is the hana? Really, what did I get out of this? If for me, kanim is what I would pay, that's what I would give. So really, the hana that really has been given to me is only hana valued as four walls of kanim, not of avon. That's the svara that Chiyah Barav is saying, B'das Rav Yossi, that you don't have to pay the kifi mashagad, that you only have to pay the value of four walls of kanim, because that's really the hana that I got. If you drop down for the Tanna Kamma to even less than that, that is to say what the Gemara says, agar netira, then what that means in effect is taking Rashi and putting it into that is, what is the actual hana that I was given when you made four walls of stone? My value, that hana that I gave, that you gave me, that I have to pay for, is hana, the security of a showman. The fact that it was avanim is not considered, that's the hana that I got. My hana is what I would pay for, what I would give. That's what it's worth to me, that's the hana. That's the sugya here. If that's the issue, then I understand very well the svara of the Shita Mekubetzes, that when it's on Madnikith, even though I'm Megaladas, that I'm Nichale, in having a security of four walls around, but the fact that I made wall number four in the same material as the three walls doesn't mean that my hana is a hana of avanim. I made avanim because I had three of avanim, so I made the fourth of avanim. But nothing changed in terms of the svara that my hana is still the hana of what I would, in my own way, would have done it. I would have done it with Agaratira, I would have done it with kanim. That's the same hana. If I made this fourth of avanim, the Gilui Das doesn't show that the price tag of the hana is different. That's our sugyan. The sugyan Bava Kama, on the other hand, is speaking about a different svara. When the Gemara says for Rav Yossi, go back now to sugyan Bava Kama. What did Rav Yossi say? Only on the nikiv is chayv. If the makiv does wool four, the nikiv doesn't have to pay. So Gemara thinks, oh, you see, and then that mizel chaser is what? Pater. No, that's not the reason. The reason why your pater, when the makiv does all four walls, is because, says the Gemara, didi sagili benatir bazuza. What does that mean? It doesn't mean the same thing as our Gemara. And if it doesn't mean the same thing as the Gemara, then the amad nikiv is going to be relevant to make it different. What is it? What do I mean? What does the Gemara mean over there? So here's where we brought the Rush in. And here's where we see more about this in the Tosis today. The Rush says something interesting. The Rush says, even halacha, like Rav Huna, at the end of the day, you finish the sugya, and halacha is Amad Makif is also chayef. If Amad Makif, the Nikif also has to pay. But there's one caveat. Suppose the Nikif says from the get-go, sorry, I don't want you to do this for me. I'm not asking for this hana to be imposed on me. I don't want to pay for it. He's mocha in the very beginning. Says the Rush, he can do that. But if he's quiet, And if not moche, that's when he has to pay. Now, when the Rush says this, he adds the following words. He says, if the Nikav says in the beginning, I don't want you to do this, because, what does the Rush say? What are his words? What are his words? No? What did he say? Because, what does the Rush trying to say? I don't want you to give this hana. I'm not asking for it, I don't want to pay for it. I'm telling you up front, I'm not paying for this. Why? Where's the Rush coming from? What's this tour that the Rush is bringing in to the sugya? That the Nikav has the right to say up front, I'm not paying. Because what does the Rush mean? Where's he coming from? And let's keep in mind, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a riot to the Rush that this is correct. From where? From the Gemara Bava Kamma, because the Gemara says such a svara within who? Within Rabbi Yossi, even after the fact. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, look, Rabbi Yossi holds you can do this even afterwards, even though you were quiet initially and then you scream later. But we don't hold that far, but we hold firmly if you say in the beginning, then you can do it. But the Rabbeinu Yonah uses this Gemara, the line of Gemara Bava Kamma, as a riot to the din of the Rush. That's the marker. The only machlokes will be, if you quiet initially, can you still come with that claim later? What is this claim? So we saw Rabbi Akiva Eger, we'll see it again today, I hope, that this claim is analogous to what we're going to soon see in the sugya in Kuf Aleph and Bar Mitzvah, that when you have a case of Yored, L'toch Shtei Chavero, and no one asked you to come and start planting trees in a field of grain, but meanwhile, there's a benefit that you're providing the person. So we have to see exactly the details. There's quote a sadesh in a siyolita. There's a field that's not meant to have trees, not designed for that. There's a field that's a siyolita. You saw this today in the morning. There's two different categories. But let's not get into the details as yet. But there is a question in the Rishonim, because it's not in the first in the Gemara. The Gemara only is discussing if the guy who comes in wants to pull out his roots and everything else. Can he do it? Can he not do it? When can he do it? When can he not do it? What doesn't get mentioned in the Gemara, we'll soon see inside, is can the person who owns the field say to the guy who's coming in, take it all out. I don't need it. I don't want it. Tool. So there is a source for him to say, get rid of it. I don't want it. I can ask for it. What is that? That is not the pshat that I didn't get benefit. Got it. He planted trees. He gave me benefit. But I'm not mechuyav to pay for benefit that I am not asking for and I don't want. The Lashon, though, you see over there when they talk about it, you see in the Rush there, for example, he says he can always say tol in all cases. Because I would plant grain. I wouldn't plant trees. What do you have to say that? The answer is he has to explain himself. But basically, the taina is, I'm not paying for a hana, a service that you gave me, a hana you gave me. If I didn't ask for it, I don't want it. Doesn't mean it's not a hana. But I don't have to automatically pay for a hana that I'm not asking for. That's where the Rush is coming from over here, because Eger draws a connection between the Rush over here, where the Rush says, if the Nikav says up front, I protest, I don't want you doing this, to the Rush in Mitzia, that you maybe saw today, that allows a person to always say tool in all cases. But, says the Rush, if you're quiet initially, that's when the Rush says you can't do it, once you're quiet. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban holds that when you could do it, he doesn't hold you always do it. It doesn't matter whether you knew about it or not. If you didn't make a machan in the beginning, you can't come later on, even if you didn't know in advance. According to the Rush, if you didn't know and then you woke up, you found out for the first time, you could protest later. But you see, Rabbi Akiva Eger, one thing, that he took the Rush over here, and the Rush uses the words of the Gemara Bava Kamma, and Rabbeinu Yonah connects the two. So what we're talking about in the Gemara Bava Kamma of the Nidhi Sag Matira Bazuza is a different type of a claim to exempt you. It's not the way we explain within Rashi over here, that what you're saying is the Hanad does not define itself by what you made the fence out of. It's by what I would have made the fence out of. That's the Hanad you gave me. That's the shot according to the way we learned our Gemara within Rashi. Now we're coming with a different angle. And that is, I can say, I didn't ask for the sana. I could have given a shomer a few dollars and that would have been enough. Therefore, it doesn't mean there isn't hana that I received from you. In that perspective, you could say it was hana. But I'm telling you, I'm not paying for it because I don't want it. Rabbi Yossi says you can do it even later on. Even if you weren't protesting from the beginning. That's the Svar Nigmar Bavakar. Now we understand why Amad Nikiv is different. Now I understand why it's a different issue here. Why is Rabbi Yossi Mechayev by Amad Nikiv and Amad Makiv Pater? Why? So from the perspective of our Gemara, you would say, simple. You see that you're interested in a fence. You made the fence number four. You made the fence. Obviously you are interested. It's obviously that you would pay more. But that you could answer, not true. The reason why I made fence number four is because I have three already, so I matched them. I would have done less. I would have done with less. But I have three fences, so I'm already going to do fence number four. But what's the sugi above a comment discussing? Why is Yossi say you're pater by Ahmed Makif? Because he'll say, I am protesting. I don't want to have to pay for this hana. I'm not asking for it. Not that it isn't hana. I'm not asking for the hana. You can't give me hana that I'm and impose it on me. I didn't ask for it. Wait a second. Mr. Nikif, you just took it for yourself. You built the fourth fence. That totally shatters such a claim. The claim is, you're imposing on me hana. I'm not paying for that. But here, the person built three walls, and you yourself took, with your own expense and effort, you built the fourth wall. Of course you have to pay for such a hana, because you took it yourself. You made that hana that he gave you. You gave the three fences are operating to give you security, because you yourself built the fourth. So that's a total shattering of the claim of Ledi Sagili. Because Ledi Sagili in the Gemara Bava Kama is not just about the hana is not really that, it's really less. Well, no, I did it because I'm matching the three. Here, it's not enough to say I'm matching the three. Once you take the hana yourself, that totally shatters the claim that you can't impose hana on me. I don't care that there were three already and it's easy enough to build a fourth. Once you take, that svar is not going to stand up to scrutiny. If I took that hana for myself, I made those three walls count by building a fourth, then the taina of tul, take it away, I didn't ask for it, cannot stand up to that. I took it. Yes, there were three already. If it's a question of mixing, of matching what I had, and you want to know, is the hana valued by what I made? Because does that show that that's the hana? Hana is stone. No, it doesn't. You have three stones. It doesn't match up if I make something less. But really, the hana is to me is kanin or less. But if the issue is, I didn't ask for it. Tool, get rid of it. I don't want it. It is hana. I don't want it. If I take it myself, I'm at nikif. There's nothing. There's nothing to say. Of course, I have to pay. Hana that was provided to me, and I did something to bring it to the next level, to take it for myself. That already is machayev me for getting hana from you. It's a different sugya. That's the case. So again, then the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha on Rashi no longer exists, because Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha on Rashi was that how could Rabbi Yossi hold that Amad Nikif, you're paying? But what are you paying, says the Gemara, according to Chibar, how much are you paying? What value? Only to make Hanan. But if you machuyev Amad Nikif versus Amad Makif, why? Because Amad Nikif has what svar attached? Nichale. So why are you paying only to make Hanan? And yet you're paying because Amad Nikif is Golidaite. So what's the answer? As far as the Hana value, it's still to make Hanan. I made Avonim only because there were three already, so I matched the three. Fine, but the value is what I would do. But as far as the taina, the didi sagu p'tir bazuza, I didn't ask for the sana. You're imposing it on me. Once you yourself take the hana for yourself, then you can't make such a claim to it. That's just to summarize from yesterday. Clearer? I hope. Yeah? Yeah.
The only point that I was struggling with, and I think that I talked to other guys,
I'm okay.
Also is that it sounds like we're saying that we're saying the two separate sugyas each have their own svara, and we're using that svara from a separate sugya to answer up Rashi here on a kasha on this sugya. If it's two separate sugyas and two separate svaras, then how can we use the svara?
No, because the idea is that the gali dait, if it were the same svara, Okay, you could also manage with the Tosfos and Rashi, but I make it more geshmak. In other words, there's two svaras of Amar Nakiv being different for Rav Yossi. The svara in Bava Kamma, Amar Nakiv, obviously will change the equation. But the svara here, Amar Nakiv Goli Daiti doesn't change based on Shita Mekubetzes, because the fact is the Hana is still the same. I just smashed what I had in front of me. So in terms of our sugya, Amad Nikiv doesn't change. Gumasha, I'll give you an example. I said this yesterday too. The earlier answers in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is assuming until the last answer, Roshna Amad Makif, Roshna Amad Nikiv. And what does the Tanna Kamma hold according to answer number two? I only have to pay. What is my value? What's my benefit? Agar Natira. And that halacha of the Tanna Kamma, that you pay only Agar Natira, is it only Amad Makif or even Amad Nikif? At that point, freeze the frame of the Gemara. Both. What do you mean? You don't pay Agar Natira, but you did it yourself. You Goli Daite. Doesn't Goli Daite mean that you have to pay more? Why not? Because at this point, you can answer, what are you going to answer? That I did it because I saw three wolves already, so I did it. I made a fourth wolf. So even on my nikkev, it's not going to change that. That's my value. The value that I got is still the value of a garden
exterior.
That's
isn't that the same?
What?
The same exact question.
Svara, yeah. I'm saying, it's only, when does Amad Nikif and Amad Makif change? Only in the last teretz. Only Amad Nikif is chayv and not Amad Makif. Okay, let's say it'll become more clear as we see Tosfos. I think we're going to have a different mahalach in Pshat and Chibarav when we get to Tosfos, because we get to Ramban as well. But I think this is, at least for Rashi, two different ways to think about it. Let's start on the top Tosfos. Be'ika, we'll go in the second Tosfos. Let's start with the top Tosfos. This is Cheshbening in the Gemara. Im Amad the Godar Seravis, Lo Garsinon Im Amad Nikif. So this is the Girsus HaMishnah, right? Rav Yossi's words, Im Amad the Godar. So the question is, of course, do we have the word Nikif in the words of the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, or does it just say Im Amad? So what do we see in Rashi from the Masha? The Gersa of Rashi was Amad Nikif. How did Rashi know this? Anyone remember? Which Rashi? Go ahead, quote me the Rashi.
The Tana Nikif.
Where is it? Dibar Maschil? Go ahead for everybody. Ema Sefer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishlam Rav Huna, Han Deika, Detan Delo Nakat, Lishan Dal Kosa, Mekam Mizod, Machina, Rabbi Yossi Dalekam, and then Grafkin Madam Makiv is Avis. Where are you?
Second
Rabbi Yossi Nani, Kasaka, Naita Chasta, the ton of Nikiv, who are doing Makiv. Rashi had the gears of Nikiv. But the Gemara is assuming Lo Shna. The other way is to say the same thing without having the gears, and that's what Tosfos apparently is doing. Lo Garsin and Muhammad Nikiv. The Lakui listened to Gemara, Koi Amakif, Barmi Lishna Basra. For all the Lishonos in the Gemara, until you get to the last Lashon of the Gemara, the Boisema, the last Boisema, so we assumed it's going on the Makif, the Kama Makif Nikivika Benai. So you can't say that it's Amad Nikiv because it's Huadin Amad Makif until you get to the last answer. When you get to the last answer, then Rabbi Yossi becomes of the opinion only Amad Nikif. But does that mean we'll go as Amad Nikif? No, it's Amad, but then we're going to read Amad as Amad Nikif. For Hadidai Perkets of the Regel, Time of the Nikif, Hamakif Potter, Hanoli Grishna. That's according to the Lashon of the Gemara. And so clearly Tosfos Girsa, though, obviously was not the Girsa of the Gaonim, right? The Girsa of the Gaonim would mean Sugi Bava Kamma is flipped from the Sugi here, as the Balmoran will see later, other Gaonim, other Rishonim are going to point out. According to Tosfos and Rashi, obviously, the sugya and Bava Kamma goes like the last Boy Seman Agama. Okay, everyone's good with this? Good. I gave you the preach on this. It really belongs on the next Tosfos, so we'll see it together. Dinei Kana Dazol. So this is the Shita of Chiya Barav. That the Hakol of Rabbi Yossi doesn't make Fima Shegadar, but Dinei Kana Dazol. V'yim Toma. Why is it different than what we find by Yored, by the din of Yored that we've been talking about a little bit until now? And it's called Sada She'ena Asu Yalita. Dimnata Chaveiro Shelo Bershus. If someone else comes along without permission, without license, and starts doing these improvements on the field by planting trees, Amar Rav Shmo Basho, Rav Shmo both holding by Metzil Kufalef, Shamin Lo, V'yardo Ala Tachtona. That we do an assessment, and the person who's the Yorit Shelo Bershus is going to get the lower hand, not the upper hand, which means the following. That we have the, what's called Yitzios, the expenses that he put in to build these trees, to plant these trees, and we have what's called the Shvach, which is the net gain of the value that he now enhanced the value of the land. So that's the improvement that now the land is worth more. So Yoda Yona would mean that he gets the price, whatever you'd hire for somebody to do this work, as if he, you imagine he was hired for the job, he gets paid for the work, which would be obviously a higher amount, because that's obviously the job that he's doing, even though you never officially hired him, but it's ki'ilu you did, that's called Yoda Yona. That would be the true if it would be a Sadeha Asuyalita. If it's not designed to have trees, Umaisa, he put out money and he created some improvement. Question is, what is less and what is more? Whatever is less is what he'll get. So if he spends more than what he actually improved in value, the land, then he'll only get the Shevach. If the Shevach is greater, then he'll only get his Yitzios. But what do you see at the very least? Let's assume Yitzios were less. So what will he end up getting? He'll get his reimbursed for his Yitzios, even though the Shvach was more. He won't get the Shvach that the person ends up coming out ahead, that he has now land that's more improved, and he only had to pay for the expenses involved. Right? He doesn't get paid, this guy's going to pay what the Shevach or what he would normally get for the labor, but he does get reimbursed for his Yitzios, right? But what does it say over here? According to Chiyuv HaRav, by Makif and Nikif, what is he getting? What is Nikif paying? The kind of result means he's not paying the Yitzios. The Tosis is wondering how to square Chiyuv HaRav in our sugya, but that's Rav Yossi, that the Nikif only pays the Mekanim, with the fact that a Sadashin is Yolita by Yored, where he'll get, okay, not Yodal Yona, Yodal Tachtona, but he'll get the Cholapachis, whatever is less, the Shevach or the Yitzios, both of which are more than the Mekanim. If the Yitzios are less than the Shevach, he'll get his expenses. He is not even getting that. So this is Tosa's question. Before we go on to Tosa's territory, let's ask ourselves something simple. Tosis is only asking Kasha from our Gemara to the Gemara in Bamitzia. That you see the sugya there of Sad of Yored, Sadish and Asiyolita, he gets Yoda al Tachton. So how come here he's getting even less than that? Okay, leave out the sugya of Bamitzia. But how did Tosis learn Pshat in our Gemara itself? Forget about the sugya of Bamitzia. What did Tosis think in learning Pshat in our Gemara? Rav Huna says one thing, Chibra says something else. Rav Huna says hakol means kifi mashigada. Rav Rav says hakol means mekana bezol. We have to have some idea what the machokis is revolving around. Now we can come on another level and say, what about the sugya in Bamitzia Kofalef about Yored? What was Tosa thinking here on the spot in understanding the machokis? For Tosa to come now and ask the kasha from Bamitzia, why does Chiyuv HaRav not allow him to get at least, right, the shear of, let's say, the Yitzios, which are less than the Shvach, you still have to understand, and what Rav Huna think? Why is Rav Huna arguing Chiyuv HaRav? It seems, and it's going to become more clear from Tosis Teres, it seems Tosis might have had an understanding that also relates to the Sugi of Yored. In other words, what did Tosis think for Rav Huna versus Chiyuv HaRav? Why did Rav Huna say Dmei Avonin? So, Lumaisa, the Ramban, sets up our sugya and immediately learns up the machokis, Rav Huna and Chiyuv HaRav, within the context of the sugya of Yored. Namely, what the Ramban does is say, how do you define the situation of Makif and Nikif? What's the basis for the Chiyuv of the Nikif? The Makif, by building his walls around, is improving the field of the Nikif. It has more security. He wasn't asked to do it. He's a Yored, he calls it, it's as if you'd be a Yored, it's Tochtei Chavera. But now we know when it comes to Yored, there are two categories. There's a Sada Asiyolita, Sada Shein Asiyolita. How would that translate into our situation? is a field omed for a wall of Avanim? Who would hold that?
Rav Huna.
Mm-hmm. Or is a field viewed as being omed for Beikana? So the Ramban says, that's the machokas between Rav Huna and Chiya bar Rav. Let's look a little bit in the Ramban. Maybe we should look at the Gemara in Bamitzia. You guys have the Gemara Bamitzia. Just to look a little bit at the Gemara. Kuf Aleph Amir Aleph. Itmar. Hayored v'toch steich habeira unitar shelo b'shutz. This is a sugya of yored. So Amar Rav Shomen lo v'yodah tachtona. He gets always what's less. Rashi, yada tachtona in a shvach yesa hotsa yesa hotsa motsa yisera shvach ingo el shvach. Clear? What yada tachtona means? Whatever is less, the shvach, the value improved is whatever value. Hotsa, the expenses are whatever value. Whatever is less is what he gets. That's Rav. Shmuel argues seemingly. The Gemara is going to say it's not a machokis. Shmuel Amar Om din kam adam otzalitim besadet zulenota. What would a person pay somebody to do this, just to do this service for him, to plant in his field trees? Says the Gemara, Papa velo pligi. Rabbis will do not argue. Two different cases. Kan besada asuyalita, kan besada she'en asuyalita. Depends if it's a sada ho asuyalita, then what does the person Yored get? He gets whatever a person would be hired for such a thing, what they would get for such a job. When does he get yada tachtona, either shevach or yitzhutza, whatever is less? It's ena siyalita. That's the gemara. More goes on. As far as if he wants to go and pull out, that's something else. But meanwhile, we have the two cases. Just so you realize something, this is a sugya. We're not really learning a sugya from inside Bamitzia, but just to give you an idea of the extent of this, this is a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, you know, in Choshen Mishpat toward the end. Shin Ayin He. Tvodin Choshen Mishpat. Hayored l'sada chavero uto churvaso, that's a later Gemara. Oh, but no. So, someone performs an unsolicited act of improvement in someone else's property. This is not stam. This could be halacha l'maisa. There's a kol Choshen Mishpat in my neighborhood, so I happen to notice this past Shabbos, they put out a publication of different inyanim. So, I happen to know the Rosh Kohen, Rabbi Spurka, he wrote in Hebrew, I'm happy to share with anybody, but so happens, this is his situation, just to give you an appreciation of the sugya. The Indian mashpiach nirsei chavera. Here's the case, uvda. Ruvain sachar dira mi Shimon, bechosen mefurash, that's an explicit contract, lishana. Ruvain rents an apartment for a year with a contract. Abadaitam hasa, their intention was, shemistama yishar shamu meshach zman orach shal eser shanim. He thought that he's probably stay a good long time, 10 years. Achash neknas gedira. Once he enters now into the apartment, Ratzel Ruvain hasocher. Ruvain the renter wanted to haskin midbach to install a kitchen. Chadash. He wants to install a new kitchen. The gam ra'ash et seva hadira kfar nis yashen. He saw the paint is old. The Ratzel Tzvamichin wants to paint fresh. At the time when he came in, he thought he's going to be here 10 years. Hishkia Ruvain Hasocher Mamono Haprati Lamitbach Chadash. He spent his own money to install a new kitchen. The gam with Sboa Adira Mechadash put a whole new painting on this apartment that he's renting because he thinks he's going to stay a long time. Ela Shemiyad Achakach Ira Eza Onis. Something happened. Vehutzach Lazav Ha'ir. He had to leave the city. Vehadira in the apartment. Vehlava Logo Be'achers. He had to go move somewhere else. After he invested all this money in installing a new kitchen and repainting the entire apartment. Ve'af she'en l'chayev al meshach haschiras. He doesn't have to pay for the balance of the renting. Kimin shaloya chozeh. For that there wasn't, you know, it was after the year, I guess. No, it's beyond the year. So the contract was for the year. So at this point he can leave. He's not breaking the contract. Adai nisheru kama shelos. He still have questions here. Ha'im Shimon ha-balabayis, the owner, the maskir, tzoruch lishamu Ruvain avu ha-midbach ha-chadash. Does Shimon, who now has a beautiful new kitchen that Ruvain put his money on behalf of Shimon's dira, does Shimon have to compensate Ruvain for having nashbiach his nechasi? He painted. Does Shimon, the owner, have to pay for the painting that Reuben Gal provided? And how much? Okay, so stay tuned. This is what he had discussed. This is Sugya Yored. So this is mamish, not just an abstract thing. We're learning it Lundish, but this is really an Indian. Like, there's someone who was a Yored, Tochtei Chavero, when taught. Okay, I wouldn't call Shalot with him. So is that Suyalita? Is not Suyalita? That could be very over there. What's the status of the apartment that's, you know, needs a paint, needs a painting? What? How do you view this situation? So back to us. Okay, just a, you know, a tease. You know, this is an Indian. It's Yored. What's the machokes Chia Barav and Rav Huna? So the Ramban learns. Let's take a look at how he presents it. Ba'adayin yesh gedaktik. Let's take the paragraph I gave you. Then we'll come back to Tosis. Kevan she'eno yachal l'chufo l'sayah imo l'gdor oso geder achitza. We said before that the Nikiv doesn't have to, he can't force a Nikiv to participate in the course of the outer wall. Lama galvano v'achshav, why does he have to pay after the Makiv finished the four walls? What makes Shimon the Nikiv have to pay for the fact that Reuben gave him four walls? He can't force me initially, so why do I have to pay now? So the Rabban sets up right away what's going on in the sugya, what's underneath the sugya. It doesn't say in our Gemara anywhere what the basis of the chiyuv is. But we know Bava Kama, Rabbo say. What did Bava Kama tell us? What's the basis? Nen. What does Ramban do? He connects it with Yored. Harei zedom mebemiksas. Why is this bemiksas? I'm not sure. Maybe because it was not technically on the property of the Nikif, because the Ramban learns that the wall was on the outside of the Makif's field. So maybe like it's not directly on the property, but it's enhancing the property. Dom mebemiksas liyored v'tochstei chavero unetosh shelo b'shus. Says Ramban, she'ilu mitchila ba'olim lach u'michal yado. If the Baal HaSadeh will protest right up front, ain't a mashaliga, but he can't go forward. I'm not asking you, don't do this, get away. The efshe she'ain achayev lo kum, this is going to get us the issue of tool. Elo yito etzav avanov, the yishalim kachash karko shozeh. He has to take everything away, and he has, if he ruined the guy's land, meanwhile, he has to pay him back. The eagle amad me atzmo, shaman lo yoda al yona, ve'en yachal lama lo toit sach levenecha. This is if it would be not, he didn't protest. That's a suyalita. The Ramban sheet is, if it's a suyalita, then you can say toit sach levenecha. We'll see more about this. Afkan, says Ramban, so too over here. Kevan sheyarad v'godar, since the Makiv went and created this fence, which is now going to create security and provide a benefit to the Nikiv field. The Sado Hasuya Ligdor, it's a field that's Hasuya Ligdor, you can have, yeah, otherwise animals could come in. Utsvicha Lakach, En Yachal Salko, El Shaman Lo, Ki Yoritz Lo Bershus, of Hasuya Sada Suya Lita. See, we'll see where Tosus differs, but this is Ramban. General way of looking at the sugya. She'ilu echad min hashuk gadar al shneim lashem yada al yona. That's tzvicha ligdor. It's the yada al yona case. It's tzvicha ligdor. Because he compares that to getting the Gemara there. If you show that you're happy, that's the story of Rav that goes on in the Gemara there, then that's considered a suya ligda because you're happy with it. You want it. You showed you're good with it. That means it's a suya ligda. Next paragraph. V'hainu de pligi amarai b'gemar. This we'll use for Tosis. This is the machokis. Mar amar hakol fi mashigada. Rav Huna says, v'hachi vada nichale. V'sada sila kachi. The dine ki yored v'sada suya lita sheshamen lo hakol. Why shamen lo hakol? Because it's omed for avanim, for a fence of stone. So it's nichale. That's the assumption. It's nichale. Umas savar adam asirigda bekanin. When it's here by Zuzah. The ein stam asodos asuos together binyan. Lefichach donim also ki yored l'sada she'en asiyolita she'yachalom alo tulei tzecha v'lech. Ve'en mishalim ela kanim or tur dezuza. With this in mind, let's come back to Tosis. So what's bothering Tosis? The stomach Tosis understood that the issue here could be about, do we define this field as designed for stone wool or not, or maybe only for Kanan? But Tosis asked a simple question. Sada she'ena suyolita still entitles the Yored to get whatever is less, Shevach or Yitzios. So why does he only get Dmei Kanim according to Chiyah Barav? Should he not get at least whatever is less, Shevach or Yitzios? That's Tosus Kasha. But the Machlokas itself could be, do I view this as Sada Siyulita? That's Ravuna. What's Chiyah Barav? It's only Sada Shena Siyulita. Okay, but still! Now, of course, what do we know? The Tosus didn't yet speak out. There's a schus for the person to say, Be'en Siyulita, for sure, take it away. Tosus did not use those words, but what does Tosus answer? Here we have to learn up Tosus' terence. But Omer read. So the kasha is, let him at least get his yitzios, if that's less than the shevach, why only the mekan? The Omer read, the shiny hacha, the matzi omale, with the di sagli bintir bazuza. What is the Nikif going to say? I don't need anything. I don't need a wool. I can just have the Tir Bazuza. Invoking the Gemara Bava Kama, right? That's his claim. Okay, so then what? So then what's the Kasha? So then why is he paying what? What's he paying? Kanim. Why is he paying Kanim? Tosis turns back and says, Mikom Makom, to make Kanim Bezol Yadle. But he starts to pay him to make Kanim Bezol. Why? The Anan Sahadi, we can be sure. If he could have gotten Kanim at a very cheap price, he would have used Kanim. Okay, so ask me some kashas here, everybody. What are Tosis' answer? Why does he have to pay the Mekanim and not the Yitzios? Because he can say, what kind of claim is that? Put other words into Tosis. What does it sound like? What does Tosis mean here? What does Tosis mean? I didn't get benefit more than Tir Bazuza? Is that what he means? Or does Tosis mean what we said beginning of Shir? He means the Tosis, Mar Bava Kama, and the Rush. More likely, what does Tosis mean? Yeah?
Yeah, but you just said that he didn't want it. He only wanted to have the Tir Bazuza.
So what is the nature of this taina that he says, that the Nikav says, I'm not paying you your tzios because I would suffice with just the Tir Bazuza, with just that.
The field itself would have sufficed for just that.
What?
The field itself would have... was.
So does Tosis mean... Does Tosis mean now to turn around the field and define it as a field that is ena siyolita? That's what he means? Because, or he's saying, Yeah? So what does Tosis need to say, drop down and then go back up? Tosis, I would be enough with Tir Bazuza, but he has to pay to make kind of his own, because Anan Sadi, he'd pay for that. Why couldn't Tosis say that the Nikif will say, did he sagi libe? Kind of. What does he do with this sagging Tir Bazuza? But he has to pay the Mekanim, because that he would have done. He would have paid for that if he got it cheap. What could this say? Did he sag the Mekanim? What does this have to say with this sagging Tir Bazuza? Anyone? Maybe he'll say because Bizol. What? Bizol. He'd only do it Bekanim if it's Bizol. That's a non sahadi. But what did he sagili is really generally without any type of offense. Just with a guard, let's say, right? With a guard. But we should know, because he would pay easily from his pocket for cheap Kanim, so he has to pay at least that too. So he pays more. Is that what Tosis is doing it? or maybe something else. Tosis is really saying the following. Basically, the argument Tosis is giving for the Nikif is tul. Doesn't use those words. The truth is, it's not so simple. Does tul really work? Can a Baal HaSadeh say tul? There's no Gemara that discusses the Baal HaSadeh saying tul. The Gemara discusses if who wants to take out the trees. That Gemara that you saw in Kufal Bamitsia. What is Gemara discussing? The Yore wants to take out the trees. And Gemara says, in some cases you can't do it. Yishadar Yisrael, Kach Shadara. The Gemara does not discuss that the other person is saying, take out your trees. Tul. So it's a big machokas. The Rush, right? The Rush brings the question over here on this. The Rif. There are shitas that say that he can't. The Baal said he can't say it. But then there are those who hold, like the Ramban, that it depends. If it's a Sadeh, that's not a Siyolita, then the Baal HaSadeh has the right to say, Tul. Get rid of it. He can say, I don't want it. But if it's a Sadeh Siyolita, then he can't. And the Rush argues and says he can say it all the time. And that's the Kiva Ega that we saw yesterday, connecting the Rush here with the Rush Gishitasa. That the Rush said by us, that as long as he was moche up front, or if he didn't know about it, he could say it even later. Because the Rush holds that you have a right to say tul all the time. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, if you can assume that he'd be happy with this, if you can assume such a thing, even if he wasn't here to know about it, but you can assume that he'd be pleased with it, that defines it already as a sada siyolita, and you don't have a right to say tol. That's the machokas, the Ramban, and the Rush. Again, if you said it later, when you first found out about it, but we can assume and presume that you would have been happy with it. But the Ramban, that's a sada siyolita. A sada siyolita, you can't say, get rid of yourself. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says you can always say, get rid of it. I just read a second from the Rashi and Bamitsia Simon Chav Beis. V'had Amar b'sada ha'suyalita omdim kama adam whatever, what a person pay for such a worker v'she'in ha'suyalita yada ha'tachtona hainu k'shebal ha'sada rotze l'kayim ha'netios b'sadehu. The Baal HaSadeh wants to keep the trees planted there. Avo im eino rotsu lekaima, if the Baal HaSadeh doesn't want those trees here, omer lo kach netiyosecha velech afilu b'sadeh ha'asuya lita. Says the Rush, listen, even in HaSadeh ha'asuya lita, designed for trees, if I don't want it, I have the right to say, get rid of it. And why? Okay, put it, l'fisha yachol lomar l'didi nicha litfei b'sadeh lava. I still want to plant grain, not trees. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that if it's a sada siyolita, or if we can assume that you're happy with it, even if you didn't know about it until now, you can say tul. Again, Chazan Rabbi Kibega from yesterday. The Rush says that if he's moche in the beginning, then he can be moche, say don't make the fence. If he's quiet and he knew about it, then he can come later and say, I don't want this fence, I don't want this hana. It's mashma that he said nothing because he didn't know. And then he discovered it later and spoke up later. So then he can say it later. I don't want this fence. The Ramban would hold that if we assume that this field is meant to have such a fence, then we assume he's okay with it, even if he didn't know that until now. The Ramban said the Kiriyas Gishitaso and the Rush Gishitaso. The Rush holds that even by Suyolita, you still have not lost your schus to say, tol, get rid of it, even if it's a Suyolita. So therefore, once you're quiet, then you lost your schus. But if you didn't know, you didn't know. Now you woke up and you found out, now you say something. You could say something later too. The Ramban, on the other hand, is going to define it by whether, if you say in the beginning, I'm not happy, so then it's not called a Suyolita. But if you don't say anything because you don't know, and we presume that you would be happy with it, that's called a suyolita. So you can't say till afterwards. Now, Tosas doesn't use the words tol. Tosas doesn't tell you what he thinks in the case of Yored. But Tosas is definitely thinking within the same approach. When Tosas responds, Shaini hacha dematzi amar le'levdisa v'tir bazuza, it's reminiscent of what the Rush says, that you can say, I'd rather plant grain, not trees. I don't need a fence. I can have a shomer. Therefore, you can't impose on me to have to pay your tzios, even if it's less than the shebach. I don't have to pay for what you laid out for me. I don't want it. That's what Tosus is saying. Most probably Tosus holds similarly over there as well. That you could say, get rid of everything, I don't want it. Except that there's a difference. There, your taina has to be predicated on the fact that I would plant something else. Okay, but most people would plant trees over here. Here it's better. I can get the same benefit without a fence. I'll get it with a shomer. In that case, it's not the same benefit. It's not trees, it's not fruit, it's grain. So, I don't know. Maybe Tosus doesn't agree with the Rush completely. Maybe there he wouldn't know it. The taina couldn't be good enough because the taina has to be, I would do something else with this, not what you gave me. But here it's better. Here, I'll get the same thing. But it's not a taina that my value, my hanah, is only this. It's not the way we learn Pshat in our Gemara with Rashi, that my value is only to be assessed at the Mekanin. Chia Barav, according to Tosfos, is basically saying, I didn't ask for this, I don't want it, I would do something else, I would do Tir Bazuza. Okay, really, then he shouldn't pay anything more than that. So why does he pay the Mekan of his all? This is a Nansahadi. A Nansahadi that he would pay for that. That's what Tosus is doing here. He's saying basically the equivalent of what we see in the sugya over there. I didn't ask for this. The value is provided me. The benefit is what it is. But I don't need it. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. That's what I think is the Pshat and Tosfos. Now, it's interesting. What does the Prishah bring over here? He doesn't explain himself, but he brings... What is the Pshat, the Tir Bazuza? What does it mean? What does it actually mean? Over here, the Gemara says Agar Netira. How did Rashi touch Agar Netira over here? When the Gemara says the Tanakama holds Agar Netira, is all you have to pay for the Chiyah Barav, not to make kind. How did Rashi win Agar Netira over here? Dava Muat, that you pay for a show. Okay. And how did Rashi learn in Bava Kama when the Gemara says for Rav Yossi, started to share with Rav Yossi, the Taina of Rav Yossi, that really then is a chaser is chayiv. But he can say, Lididi Sagi Benetira Barzuza. How did Rashi learn over there in Bava Kama? Oh, carefully, Rashi. Ah. Rashi says, Loha Yechos Biyad Ligdor Gedder Shalvan. Sagi Begedder Kotsin Barzuza. I would just use some thorns. L'havdo b'ni u'b'incha. That's the lesson of Rashi there. So the Prisha says something very interesting. The Torah says like this. Im mitchila amaro nikif. Lo eten lecha klum, de ledidi sagi benetira bazuza, e nostim lo eledme netira. This is a quote from who, everybody? Who is this a quote from?
The Rush.
His father. Clear cut, right? That's the quote of the Rush. So the priestess says, the imitchila amar, who I just read, hu lashin harash beperek haniskar, that's the Rush by us. De ledidi sagi benetira bazuza. What does it mean, Tir Bazuza? Pirushubo, Pirusho, Sagili Begeda Kotsim, Shaosim Mizuza, Lahavda Beniu Bencha, Kain Pirushrashi Perkates of the Regal. Tir Bazuza means Kotsim. Bechain Kasa Beis Yosef Khan, that we're talking about, he means it'll be enough to have Kotsim. Avol Midivre Hatosis Baba Basra Dav Dalad Amadeis. B'dibur ha-mashchir d'mei kane b'zol, muchach, this Delarashi Saga Matir Bazuza Ratzalomar She Eskar Shomer Lishmar Li the Eni Tsarach Lageder Shalcha. I would pay a Shomer, I don't need your Geder. The Chain Nirash Udas Rabbeinu, the Tour, Midikasab, the Mitchilo Amar Nikav Etelacha Klum, the Mashma Mishum She Yiskor Lo Shomer Bazuza, the Chain Eni Tsarach Litin Lo Klum Etsarach Hageder. Vigami de Siem, a nosnim lo ela de me natira barzuza, the betevas natira in a merumas mechitza shall coatsim, fame mechitza savonim, because of itsido barzuza. Vigenir milashna rash, lo yel, lo yoivle ela agar natira, akalishon. So the Prisha pushes here to learn pshat that the meaning here of what the Nikav is saying is, I would pay a shomer, natira barzuza. And that is not what Rashi says in Bava Kamma, in explaining the taina of Netira Bazuza. Rashi says Kotsim. And he's trying to show from the Lashon Atur and the Lashon Arash and our Tosis that the taina of Netira Bazuza doesn't mean thorns, it means a shomer. Where does he see it in Tosis? How does he know to learn Pshat in Tosis that the meaning of this taina of the Nikav is Netir Bazuza as in a shomer as opposed to kotsim? Maybe it means a thorn fence as opposed to a stone fence. But the way we learn Tosis, it's obvious. Tosis couldn't mean a fence of any kind. Because if his taina is, I could make do with a lesser fence, then you haven't made the claim of toll. You haven't made the fence, I don't need a fence. Once you're acknowledging that it's a fence, and I could do with the fence, what fence did he give you? He gave you a stone. Then you have to pay, you have hana. The reason why a putter is being saying, I didn't ask for the hana of a fence. I can make do with that offense. But if you're gonna say, I can make do with the lesser fence, it's not going to help you because he gave you a vanin. You have to pay. And the hana is a vanin. Tosis never acknowledges the svar that we put into Rashi. That the taina of Dmei Kanim, for example, in Chiyav Arav, or the taina of Agar Netira, is that the value that you gave me is not a vanin. The value is something short of that. That's the value of the hana. Tosis doesn't go that route. So Tosis is saying the taina is, I didn't, the profit, the benefit is what you gave me, but I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for it. I could have made it without a fence. Okay, so therefore, Tosis must mean not Kotsim. Kotsim is also a fence. The fence that's cheaper. It's just like you have a fence of Kanim, which is cheaper than Avanim. You have a fence of Kotsim. Tosis didn't want this, couldn't learn that way. Because once you are already acknowledging that you could use a fence, then you have to pay for the hana that he gave you. The only reason you're not able, you don't have to pay is because you're saying, I don't need this, no, I don't want it. I could do without it. I could do with a shomer. Shomer is not of the same type. It's not a fence. You have to give some reason. You can't just stem off that say, okay, I don't want it. Just like the Rosh also gives a reason. I would have planted grain. I don't need fruit. Okay, that's just to back up your claim. But yeah, what you're really saying is not that the value is less. The value is what you're giving me, but I don't want it. I can't. You're not going to force me to pay for something I didn't ask for. It's a different taina. If these sagim b'tir b'asuzah, that's the Gemara Bava Kamma, and Tosis Kishitaso is going to learn. It's not kodesim. It's nothing. It's a shomer. So if that's the case, we know why Tosis couldn't say because if he would say kanim, then he's acknowledging that he wants a fence. One offense, he pay a bonus, sorry. If the vort is, Chiyav Arav's vort is, the value that you gave me is not assessed as a fence of stone, a fence of kanim, that's where we went Rashi, so with the disagri, together come. I would pay for that. That's what I got out of you, what you give from me. That's the value that you enhanced me with. But if Tosis, the taina of the Nikav is not that. The taina of the Nikav is like the taina of Tol. whether he could do it over there as well or only over here, but he's saying, I don't want this hana. I didn't ask for it. You can't impose me a chiyuv of nana. I don't need it. I don't want it. Then you have to speak about something which is not offense at all. You have to jump to agar netira of a shomer. So whereas Rashi learned pshat and chiyuv arav, that the time of the mekanim, the reason mekanim is l'didisali b'deyadr kanim, Tosis couldn't do that. Tosis, once he's acknowledging he would use kanim, he has to pay for what the value was. Because the only pitur is, I didn't ask for this. You can't oppose a chiyuv of nen if I don't want it. I don't want it. I can manage without it, without the hana of offense. Without offense at all. If I'm acknowledging that I would use kanim, then I have to pay for avonim. For Rashi, on the other hand, what you're saying, the tain of chibarav is, the benefit is defined as not the benefit of avanim, it's the benefit of kanim. For Tosis, it's not that way. It's saying, I don't want your benefit. I don't want your benefit. I don't need it. I can do without it. So then Tosis couldn't say, I would be happy with kanim. And says the priest, Tosis couldn't mean that I would pay for the tir bazuz of kotsim, as Rashi says in Bava Kama, because it's the same problem. It's still offense. So you still have to pay for offense of avanim. That's what he gave you. The only way you can say, I don't pay for the hana you gave me, is by saying, I don't want that hana. I can manage without offense at all. That's a shomer. So why are you paying kanim b'zol? Anan sa'ati, that if you would get a cheap rate of kanim, he would do it, so then he has to pay for that. I think that's a bit of a mahalach and tosis here, okay? So, any questions? Clarify. Yes, please. Somebody. No? Chevra, yeah.
Based on what we're saying now, that if you were to go down the other mahalaf, not mahalaf that I don't want, but that it's just a lesser hana, so then...
Then you could have just as well served Rashi. He actually b'avanim, I would do with kanim.
But didn't we try to give this svara of I don't want to explain why...
For Rashi. You're asking, let's go there. Okay, you're asking good. We said that even according to Rashi, the Gemara in Bava Kama is also along the lines of, I don't want the hana, like Tol. We said it within Rashi too. So the truth is, this is cute, but this could be a question of, how do you view Kotsim? Do you view that as offense? It could be that for Rashi, gather Kotsim is not called offense. So it really comes down to the same thing. The Prisha assumes it's offense, so it's offense, and it's the same thing, and you have to pay for the offense of Avanim. Maybe Rashi's take is, the Lashon of Rashi in Bava Kama was what? What's the way Rashi explains it? It's the Geder Kotsim, Lahavdil Ben Yuvencha. Havdala.
The word Geder is not...
He says, Geder Kotsim. There's another Rashi somewhere else, maybe Shabbos, that's a little bit mashma, that this Kotsim, it's not even offense at all. You'd have to say something like that. Yeah, in order to still preserve the Peshat that we said before, you have to assume that Rashi's Kotsim is not called offense either. It's basically saying a nothing, not offense either, just something that's going to create Havdalah. But it's not of the same type at all. But Tosis could hold that that's called offense. So Tosis has to say, well, Kanim for sure is an issue. But Rashi's Peshat and Kanim is different. Rashi's Peshat and Kanim over here is, I would do Kanim, therefore the value you've given me is not the value of Avanim, it's the value of Kanim. And for Tosis, the issue in Chibarav is not that at all. That was never the issue in our Gemara. The issue was, I don't want what you're giving me. You can't force it on me to pay for it. This is for Tosis. Again, and to think about it a little bit, so now go back a little bit to the Rush, go back to the Ramban, and how are they learning Pshat in Chibarav and in Rav Huna? What's the Machokas? What is Rav Huna holding all of this? Go back to before, that didn't change. What's Rav Huna's Shita? Why do you pay Kipi Mashigada? What's the answer? What would Tosa say for Rav Huna? So me and you, someone speak up. What would Rav Huna hold? Yeah.
Okay,
it's designed for Avanim. So therefore, Sadesa Yalita. Yeah. So you have to pay for that because that's what it is. That's what it's designed for. Chibarav says it's called an Eresu Yalita. Tosis, but you still should have to pay the Hotzos. Tosis says, no. It's basically his response is, Tol, I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. Okay. Should we just have a little bit of Hanukkah? If everyone will use a few minutes just to... you won't have any... questions? Yeah.